I want to talk about Toronto FC, a 1-0 loss to Houston Dynamo last night. The Dynamo played the final half hour, more than half an hour, with 10 men. And this pretty much leaves Toronto FC's playoff chances hanging by the thinnest of threads. John Molinaro of Sportsnet.ca is our soccer insider, and he joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. You describe it, or the headline describes it, as threadbare on Sportsnet.ca. That's pretty much what we're down to with TFC, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. This was very much a must-win game last night. And it was their game in hand, which was kind of the key, right?
So the 3 points back, they've got three games left. But as we talked off the air, they're at New York Red Bull.
Tough.
That ain't happening. They've got the Impact, and then they're at
New England, which is tough, too. So you figure they're going to have to take 7 out of 9 points just to have a chance.
Yeah.
Like, just to have a chance at it. So, you know, a win yesterday would have been a big boon for them. But they just made it much more harder for themselves. But I think it's beyond them. I don't think they're going to get into the playoffs.
How much of a disappointment is not making the playoffs going to be?
Massive. Massive. I mean, there was a lot of hype at the start of the season, as you well know. And, you know, I think a lot of it was a little bit over the top in terms of this team was never going to win the Eastern Conference. This team was never going to make, you know, MLS Cup. They weren't going to run away with things and become a dynasty overnight. But you had to figure that they had enough talent and enough resources that they were going to get into the playoffs at the very minimum as the fifth place team. And the fact that they've gone to all this great expense, made all these wholesale changes, made a coaching change late in the season, and, you know, and for what? It didn't lead to anything tangible. It's a massive disappointment.
We talked about this as well off air. It's John Molinaro, Sportsnet.ca, joining us on the Jeff Blair Show. It sounds as if, and Tim Lewicki's kind of opened the door again to the idea that Jermaine Defoe's going out, going to be out on loan in January. John, my sense has been that Jermaine Defoe's not coming back here. And I think we're on the same page with that.
Yeah.
A lot of people on Twitter yesterday, and I was at the hockey game, so I was following TFC's match on Twitter. There seems to be a lot of concern among the fan base about Michael Bradley as well. And you don't think that Michael Bradley's...
No, I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's fully committed to Toronto FC. I think he's, you know, I think in terms of lifestyle and living, you know, he's quite happy in Toronto. I don't doubt that he's very frustrated on the pitch because, I mean, he's the type of player who, you know, he can play five great balls but into teammates and into scoring areas, but most of the time this season they've been squandered. So I don't doubt that's frustrating, and there's certainly a talent gap there. I mean, it's one thing to pass to Francesco Totti when he was playing at Roma because he's going to convert it. But, I mean, oftentimes, you know, these chances don't lead to anything. So I don't doubt that he's frustrated. But, no, I think he's fully committed to Toronto FC.
If Defoe doesn't come back, what do they have to do?
Well, I mean,
they've got Silva, right?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people think, well, I don't know if he can step up and replace Jermaine Defoe.
Right.
But he certainly should be able to contribute more than he has, you would think.
I think so. I mean, I really think they have to go out and they have to finally address the back line this season. We're talking two center backs that they're going to have to go out and get, because I think Stephen Caldwell, for his cap hit, I mean, he's almost like a fourth DP, and I think he's just getting old and he's not the same player as he once was. Nick Hagelin is a rookie that they've relied on far too much than they should for a guy of his inexperience. They really need to go out and get two center backs just to finally sort of address that and, you know, get a solid back line, because that's been their problem this year. I mean, you look at since the World Cup break, I think it's like two or three clean sheets, one of which came against Montreal, which is the last place team.
Right.
Just defensively, they're not as solid as they should be, and I think that's what they have to go out and address in the offseason.
They've had that issue forever, haven't they?
Yeah.
I mean, that's been the thing, even... You know, even when they weren't really good, the thing that made them really bad was the lack of a back line.
Yeah, and I get that it's not easy in MLS because, you know, center backs aren't, you know, they don't grow on trees, especially in this league, right? But you look at DC last year, dead last in MLS with 16 points. This year, first place in the East and one of the best defenses in Major League Soccer. You know, they went out and got Bobby Boswell last season, which was a great pickup. You know, so it is possible.
Can you address, I've only got a minute here. This can you address defensive issues without having to go the DP route in MLS?
Absolutely. I think so, yeah. I think you can, there's a lot of sort of quality talent out there. I think you don't have to go the DP route. There's, you know, there's gems even abroad too, right? I mean, if you have a good scouting network, I think you can bring, you know, one or two bodies in that will address the back line. You don't have to go the DP route. Certainly helps.
Mm-hmm. It makes it easier.
But I don't think it's that big of a hindrance.